Today on Path of Grace.
Man, what we see in Christ humbling himself, doing what he has done, expressing an attitude and a heart of graciousness, love, and compassion toward me and toward you and toward the people who hated him and those who would betray him. I mean, think about the last night Jesus spent with his disciples before his crucifixion. They were gathered together in that room, and he knelt down, taking the position of the lowest of all servants. He took a basin of water and a towel, and he began to wash the feet of the disciples. None of them were willing to take that low position and serve one another, but the greatest, the one who was and is our Lord, the teacher. He washed their feet. He washed the feet of those who would deny him. He washed the feet of those who would abandon him. He took the form of a servant. The Lord, the Savior, the teacher, took the form of a servant. And he said, I've given you an example of what I've done for you. Do for one another. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Those are some words that we looked at together not long ago as we have been studying Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Now, in that verse, Paul is encouraging you and me to have a different mindset, a different way of thinking, a different set of priorities. And we talked about that in earlier studies. If you missed the previous studies in Philippians, you may want to pause this audio right now and listen to those earlier ones first and come back to this one after you've kind of wrapped a bit of your head around the mindset Paul is talking about, the change of mind he is encouraging you and me to have. Now, that mindset of Christ is what we began to see in the first four verses of chapter 2, which you can read on your own. And then as we move further into this chapter, we see more of this mindset. And we see some amazing truth about Christ Jesus as well. Now, there is a ton in these verses. And like so much of Paul's writings, we could spend weeks and weeks on just a short portion trying to wrap our hearts and our minds around it all. Now, after sharing those things he shared in those first four verses, he says this in verse 5, which I just quoted, "For let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus." Again, let this way of thinking be in you. The mindset of esteeming others as greater than self. Looking out for the interest of others, not just your own. Let that mindset get a hold of you. A mindset of loving and serving other people rather than simply loving yourself and serving yourself and looking out for your own interest. Because this is the mindset of the one we call our Savior and our Lord. Let this mind, the mind of Christ, the way of thinking that Christ has, be in you and be in me. And then Paul goes on, speaking of Jesus, says in verse 6, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but did empty himself, the form of a servant, having taken in the likeness of men, having been made, and in fashion, having been found as a man, he humbled himself." Man, reading those three verses, you kind of get the idea that this is some big stuff being said about Jesus. Paul's talking about Christ, the one who suffered, bled, died, and rose again from the dead. The one John the Baptist pointed to and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is the one Paul's talking about. The same one Paul talked about in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, where he said this about Jesus. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, because in him were the all things created, those in the heavens and those upon the earth, those visible and those invisible, whether thrones, whether lordships, whether principalities, whether authorities, all things through him and for him have been created." Wow, all things through Christ and for Christ have been created. And himself, he is before all, and the all things in him have consisted. Again, that's Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. So that same Jesus is who Paul is talking about here in Philippians, the firstborn of all creation, the one in whom were all things created in the heavens and upon the earth, the one in whom was created all that is visible and invisible, all the powers, the thrones, the lordships, all the principalities, the things we see and the things we don't, all things through him and for him have been created. Again, that's who Paul is talking about. This is big stuff. And then Paul tells us here in Philippians that Jesus emptied himself. He took the form of a servant. He humbled himself. Wow. Jesus, the one who Paul says all these tremendous, awe-inspiring things about, the things that Paul says should cause us to really just fall on our knees and give him praise and adoration because of Christ being who Christ is. But then he says, the same Christ took the form of a servant. He humbled himself. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Think about Christ. He didn't come to be served, but to serve. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in me. Verse 8 again says, he emptied himself, the form of a servant having taken, in the likeness of men having been made, and in fashion having been found as a man, he humbled himself. The word humbled means to be brought low. He brought himself low. Jesus humbled himself, the greatest that has ever walked on this earth, the one through which it was created, humbled himself. He brought himself low. My goodness, I look at these verses, and let me tell you, my friend, I've been thinking about this passage a lot over the past week or so, and I don't really know exactly what to say about it. All I can do is repeat what Paul shared as he talks about Christ humbling himself, becoming a servant. All I can say is, let this mind be in you. Man, what we see in Christ humbling himself, doing what he has done, expressing an attitude and a heart of graciousness, love, and compassion toward me and toward you and toward the people who hated him and those who would betray him. I mean, think about the last night Jesus spent with his disciples before his crucifixion. They were gathered together in that room. And he knelt down, taking the position of the lowest of all servants. He took a basin of water and a towel, and he began to wash the feet of the disciples. None of them were willing to take that low position and serve one another, but the greatest, the one who was and is our Lord, the teacher. He washed their feet. He washed the feet of those who would deny him. He washed the feet of those who would abandon him. He took the form of a servant. The greatest, the Lord, the Savior, the teacher, took the form of a servant. And he said, I've given you an example. What I've done for you, do for one another. My friend, let this mind be in you. And by the grace of God, let it be in me. Father, help us to see the humility and the servant heart of Christ, and let that mind be in us. Paul tells us he emptied himself, the form of a servant having taken, in the likeness of men having been made, and in fashion having been found as a man, he humbled himself. Then the rest of verse 8, having become obedient unto death, death even of a cross. Stop and think about it. If you've ever read through the book of Psalms, you've come across an interesting word. I think it's used about 70 times. It's the word Selah, S-E-L-A-H. It means stop and think about it. Pause and let whatever it is you've just read sink in. Selah, Selah. After we wrap up today, I'd like you to reread the verses we've just looked at. Read through Colossians chapter 1 and stop and think about it. Selah. Let that mind be in you. Now we come to verse 9. Wherefore also God did highly exalt him. Wow, Jesus humbled himself. He brought himself low, and God highly exalted him and gave to him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee may bow, of heavenlies and earthlies and what are under the earth, and every tongue may confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Look at verses 9, 10, and 11, and Selah. Stop and think about it. When we get together next time, we're going to spend more time on verses 10 and 11, because I think Father's got some great stuff to show us in there. My name is James Flanders. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.